I'm Sean Tuttle at naturalprofessional.com. I'm so happy to share this daily welcoming practice with you, led by women's coach and retreat leader, Megan Roop. This practice first appeared in the Authentic Success podcast, episode number 15. Here's Megan.
Find a really cozy position. If you want to lie on your belly or lay on your bed or sit against the wall, getting your journal ready. I'm going to invite everyone to just close their eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Begin to notice your breath moving through your body. And as it moves, see if you can invite it to just soften any area in your body along the way. Feeling the support of your cushion, your seat, your floor, your bed beneath you. Tuning into the sounds in the room and outside of the room. And as we begin this journey, see if you can let go of the tendency to want things to be different than how they are right now. And just simply allow things to be as you find them. Allow yourself to be exactly as you are. This is a space where there's room for all parts of you. So taking another few deep breaths, and when you're ready, go ahead and slowly open your eyes and open up your journal to a blank page. And at the top of that page, write the word body. And once you've done so, bring your attention to your physical body. And just take a baseline glance from your toes to your head and simply ask, how's my body feeling today? Do you feel tired or listless? Or do you feel rested and energized? Is there any tension in the body? Is the body injured? Or is there discomfort present? And is there any part of your body that feels really good and really open? So often it's easiest to focus on what's wrong over what's right. But as we welcome everything here, it's important to shift our attention to both. So I invite you to exclude absolutely nothing here and just write down what you're noticing about your body. And then see what's being communicated to you through your body. Is there something she's trying to tell you? For example, a headache could mean your body is trying to tell you maybe you've been looking at a laptop too long and need a break. Or maybe it could reveal that you're dehydrated and you need to drink a glass of water. As you sit with the information that you're uncovering, really see if you can tune into what the body needs from you.
and keep this really simple. So if you're thirsty, you need to drink a glass of water. Just take a moment just to really see what the body needs and trust the answers you're receiving. And then beginning to wrap that up as we move on to the second layer. Knowing later after you listen to this recording, you can always come back to this. But for now, we're going to move on to the mind. So on your page, go ahead and write the word mind. And upon your check-in, just notice, is the mind calm and relaxed? Or is it agitated and tense? Is there anything past, present, or future that's been tugging at your attention today? And if this is hard for you to really pinpoint, maybe ask yourself, what are the main thoughts from the past hour? What are the reoccurring stories, worries, or fantasies that are playing over and over in your mind? And then check in and see, what am I thinking about and how does this affect my belief system? So bringing all of this that comes into your mind, and all you simply want to do here is bring it into your loving awareness. No judgment. Just really letting it be heard here. And then, just like we did with our body, check in and see, what does your mind need? What really simple, specific things can you do today to support your mind? And then in the next few moments, beginning to wrap up your check-in with your mind. And now we'll write the word emotions in our journals. Simply ask yourself, how are you feeling right now in this moment? Taking a moment, and if this is difficult for you, try to list at least 3 to 4 adjectives that describe how you're feeling. And know, as women, we're super complex. And we can feel a lot of things at once. I know for myself, this morning already, I've been excited, worried, grateful, happy, sad. At times it felt like it was the same time. So just knowing that, and knowing that it's totally okay to feel so many different things, even if they feel like they contradict each other. So welcoming whatever's here. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's off limits. Nothing's bad. And then taking a moment to just check in and see, just like your body and your mind has messages, what are the messages that your emotions are trying to communicate to you today? Maybe just list out really simply what some of those messages are. And then as you tune into those, really seeing how you can support your emotions in really simple ways today. So what do your emotions need? And then taking a few more moments to close the welcoming of the emotions. And finally, we're going to move on to spirit. So go ahead and write spirit on your page. And you may connect to this by naming it something entirely different. For me, the name Inner Wise Woman resonates. For others, it may be intuition, but whatever you call the deeper, wiser part of yourself, that's who we're going to welcome in and check in with today. So just see what wisdom she has to share with you. And I know for myself, when I first started this practice, I would draw a complete blank on this check-in. So some questions that have helped me to start to hear and connect to my inner wise woman are, what would make me feel really good today? What would make me feel really good today? And then another one of my favorites that Sarah often uses is, what would make me ridiculously happy today? What would make me ridiculously happy today? So whatever you're receiving as answers, this is a good time to practice trust. Trust the first thing that arises and write it down. It might just be a word. Might be a feeling. Maybe you see a color. Just allow yourself to trust that. And then seeing, is there anything your inner wise woman needs today? And then bringing that to a close. And then the final piece of the daily welcoming is one of the most important parts, because it's one thing to know, or it's one thing to hear and connect and check in and really listen. And then it's another thing to really move forward and actually give ourselves what we need and move into action. So I want you to take a moment and just look back over the different responses that you wrote. And on your page, write, "Today I will." And below it, choose three simple steps from what you uncovered around what you need that you're going to take today to give yourself what you need. So just take a moment to do that. Really taking time to specifically commit to what you can do to support and act on all the wisdom that you just gleaned in this practice. And it might be more than three, but I think a minimum is three. And then beginning to wrap that up. So that is the practice. It's beautiful, it's simple, it's concrete, and I hope that it supported you today in really coming home to yourself. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Much love and wishing you a wonderful day.